Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. He said he'd come back. 27-year-old Casey Bauer of Randolph was in the Rice County Jail, having just been convicted on March 16th of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. He had beat a man with a baseball bat. Bauer was awaiting sentencing, which is set for May 23rd. On March 29th, he wrote a letter to Judge Kajacob asking to be released to visit his mother, whose cancer has spread to her brain. On April 2nd, Bauer was granted a 72-hour furlough. On April 6th, he did not return and a warrant was issued. Bauer was arrested in Dakota County last Friday, the 13th. He's been charged with escape from custody, a felony carrying up to 5 years in prison. Bauer has a lengthy criminal history. It was an historic weather event. From Friday through Sunday, Mother Nature decided winter was not over and dropped over a foot of snow on our area with whiteout conditions. There were cancellations of events on Saturday and Sunday church services as the digging out from the heavy wet snow was as much of an event as the snowfall. Roads and sidewalks may still be slick out there. City plows cleaned up downtown. Pictures are on our Facebook page. Private plow drivers are still trying to get to parking lots and driveways as many folks opted out of shoveling and snow blowers were clogging. One driver said his truck wasn't happy with the heft of the snow either. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reported most folks heeded warnings and stayed home, but his office did assist 10 motorists, attended to 2 crashes, no injuries, and helped out the state patrol. There were no life-threatening injuries in the Rice County area. However, I-35 was closed for a time on Saturday as a multi-vehicle accident was cleared out. Northfield Deputy Chief Mark Ducats reported from Saturday through early Sunday, his department assisted 9 motorists with stuck vehicles and responded to 2 crashes Saturday, none with any serious injuries. Some local school districts had a 2-hour delay this morning, but Northfield started on time. And the only subject on the Northfield Council agenda work session last week was an ice arena. The council chambers was standing room only with members from a number of organizations in attendance. After 19 months of study, the Arena Advisory Board has come to the conclusion that Northfield could support a 2-sheet arena on donated land. Among their recommendations are 2 financing options that would require a public vote. Administrator Martig explains.
What we're looking at is a combination of a regional sales tax, be a 0.5% sales tax that would be in Dundas and in Northfield. We're looking at 70% of the proceeds of that over the 20-year period would go to this project. Then we're suggesting that 30% be dedicated to other kind of regional park-related improvements yet to be determined.
The other would be a City of Northfield property tax. The report itself is on the council's consent agenda tomorrow night for acceptance, which is really a formality. A decision by council as to whether they put it to the voters this November won't happen until the May 1st and May 15th council meetings. On their regular agenda tomorrow night is awarding bids for the downtown road projects and a vote on approval of a 2% salary increase to council members and the mayor. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.